21 Health Tips I'm Taking Forward from 2021. You are listening to Dr. Amrita on the Health Wellbits podcast. And here's the show. Sleep on time. You might need 7 hours, 8 hours or 6 hours. Whichever number of hours you feel makes you most refreshed, do that every night. It's the nighttime undisturbed sleep that matters. Ideally, it should be between 7 to 8 hours. Number 2. Eat healthy. 9 times out of 10 times, we suffer because we are eating the wrong type of food. Something which is giving you a toothache, a stomachache, or you have to pop a pill or take a swig of another medicine after you have eaten something, that means you have to stop eating that or maybe eat it on another time. Drink water, the right amount. Depending on your weather and humidity conditions, you might need 2 to 4 liters of water per day. Always consult your doctor if you are on any kind of medication which is removing water from your body or you need to take less water. Number 3. Lift weights. You might be lifting heavy water bottles or dumbbells. Do it at home. Don't wait to go to the gym to start weight training. A little bit of weight training every day in your daily activity actually helps strengthen up those bones and muscles and gives you good endorphins in your blood. Don't forget to walk every day. I'm not talking about the walk between your kitchen and your bedroom. I'm talking about 40 minutes of dedicated walking time at a minimum speed of 4 km per hour. You can use any of the apps on your smartphone or you can use your own treadmill at home. In case you don't want to do either, you can just do it with the bedside clock. Don't sit and watch TV, walk and watch TV. That can also help you boost up your metabolism, improve sleep, better digestion, and help you reach that perfect weight goal without trying anything extra. Stretch. That's number 6. Stretch yourself. Stretch yourself so that you don't become stiff. Do yoga. Together with stretching, number 7 of doing yoga every day does help you align your mind, body, and spirit. And number 8, I'm going to talk about meditation. Meditation, when done right, can really help you feel calm, balanced, and in sync with your everyday life. Starting out, you might only be able to do meditation for 3 to 5 minutes per day. Later on, try to increase to at least half an hour so that you have this sense of peace within. Because everything starts from inside. If there's chaos inside, there'll be chaos outside. Play outdoor games. Badminton, tennis, volleyball, football. Do it your own way. Race with your spouse and your kids. You will find it's more fun than you thought possible. This was number 9. And number 10 is gardening. One of my favorite topics to talk about. You can garden on your balcony, on your windowsill, on the terrace, in the backyard, or even maybe borrow, lease, or buy a piece of land to do your own kitchen gardening. Then you can grow your own food and eat it too. Number 11. Plan your me time with friends and family as a priority every day. Very well. Don't make plans on this day, because that way you're not being good to yourself and not really taking care of your own soul. Then comes number 12. Be kind to yourself and others. Kindness is not really something we do on a daily basis if you're not careful. It's so very easy to be unkind and more difficult to think before we speak how to be kind every day. Give yourself a mental hug. You deserve it. You survived and you're trying to take all your loved ones along with you. 14. If you have to take medicines, anti-reflux or antacids with a particular food item, it's better to skip that food. Number 15. Nothing is worth more than good health and peace of mind. The circle of life, matter and energy, karma and dharma are all intrinsic to our souls. To remember, we are like grains of sand, like a drop in the ocean when it comes to the universe. But what you do matters to you and those you love. So take action with care. Eat dinner before 8 p.m. It has changed my life. You should try it before you guzzle that late night snack. If you have to eat late at night, don't eat that dessert. That really helps to stay healthy and digest your food better. A good healthy life means I get to eat what I want throughout my life without medicines and stay healthy. For that, I need to choose wisely, and so do you. Avoid binging. Binging really causes immense harm to your metabolism. It's better to eat a little every day of the things you love than have it all at once on one day and totally undo all the good that you have done to your body over the week. I love sweets. That's why I have it in between meals. It works in two ways. I don't overeat. I end on a salty note to avoid the instant acid formation in the mouth. I'm able to tell you all this now because I've really tried doing this for the last 2 years during Corona, when it was even more important to be healthy, stay healthy, because otherwise I couldn't take care of my family or my patients. So that is why the ring of conviction in my voice when I say you have to eat less sweets to stay healthier is the real thing. And it's not just because of the podcast. Number 19, uphill is always difficult. Easy is something everyone does. If you want to be at the top, you have to do the work. Number 20, there's no such thing as a free meal. Everyone works at home or outside. Work is work. And number 21, be thankful for what you have, your health, your abilities. You are unique. You are in this world for a reason. Find your why and do the work. Maybe 19 or 90. If you're listening to this podcast, you own a smartphone and have the free time to enrich your mind. That makes you privileged. It's also my privilege. You were listening to Dr. Amrita on the Health Wellbridge podcast. If you are interested to keep your mind creative and want to know how I do the same, then you can give a listen to my Doctor's Creative Diary podcast hosted on Anchor. The Doctor's Creative Diary podcast is where I share creative inspirations, interviews with artists, and everything that has helped me in my online journey as a creative entrepreneur. It's hosted on Anchor and is part of the Voice of Anchor. Search for India's first Voice of Anchor. Do give it a listen. You will find the link in the description. Thank you for being a part of my journey as a podcaster. If you have a question, you can write to me at healthwellbridge@gmail.com or tweet to me at Mishra_Amrita on Twitter. All the links are in the description box.